This is a weekend edition of Bigger Pockets Daily. I'm your host, Tyler. This is the show where we read you a real estate article every day, 365 days a year. Because you can't read the Bigger Pockets blog when you're brushing your teeth or doing the books. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single-family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today.
Why I Fired Property Management and Began to Manage My Own Investments by Mark Ainley. When my partner and I bought our first investment property in 2008 in the city, our initial plan was to hire a management company. At that time, we had a management operation in the suburbs where we managed around 400 units and a couple million square feet of commercial space. The new location was away from our existing management operation and in an area that wasn't all too familiar for us. Based on that, we didn't want to deal with the everyday hassle of managing the property. We wanted to hire professionals who could handle them for us. Services that property management offers. We planned to hire a property manager who could take care of these rental properties, allowing us not to be the evil landlords. We hoped to focus on our existing management and sit back and collect checks from our newfound teammates and these managers. First, let me give you some bullet points about the services that these property management companies offer. They take care of finding and placing tenants in your investment property. They take the emergency and repair calls from the tenants. They coordinate with the handymen to get the repair fixed. They carry out regular inspections of the property to ensure that the tenants are taking good care of them. They take action against the tenants if they aren't paying rent or adhering to the terms and conditions of the contract. They handle the eviction process if necessary. They collect monthly rents and deposit in your account. So basically, they do it all, and for that, you pay them a monthly fee. Based on the time it would take us and the learning curve we thought there was at the time, we felt it was a no-brainer. I know this sounds perfect on paper, but only if we could have found a good enough property management company to carry out this job. We met a few companies and property managers, and they sound very enthusiastic out of the gate, but when we tried them for some time, we weren't satisfied. We were finding ourselves managing the property managers and still looking at every detail. No one cares about your properties like you do. Eventually, we figured out that we won't be able to find any management company that cares about our properties the way we do and has the insight or maybe even the expertise that we quickly picked up on. We wanted to grow quickly in this area and we knew the goals we wanted to achieve. At that time, we were forced to make a decision of leaving our properties in the hands of people we were struggling to trust or taking the plunge and do it ourselves. We chose the latter. We built a management company around our Chicago operation. We opened a small office on the south side just to have a spot that the tenants and our new management team could go to. We quickly realized that we are far better off handling the management piece ourselves. There's no one who cares and knows our property better than us at that point. We bought it for a reason. We built it out of a certain way for a reason, and we put the tenant in there that we thought was best for a reason. No one knows that block or no one cares about that block the way we do in that sense. The fact of the matter is that most of these property management companies do not have a vested interest because most of them don't own any of the properties in that neighborhood. I still often meet property managers who don't even own a property or ever have. They are just doing their jobs of managing it. They'll fix it, they'll bill you, but at the end of the day, they won't be committed to finding quality tenants or ensuring that the property is being treated well. They won't be on their toes to help you make profits or inform you about good market conditions, such as appreciation. Conclusion: I am not saying that you have to start managing your investment property and stop trusting others, but you need to ensure that they have some vested interest and understand your objectives. Meet them, check their properties, talk to their customers, and decide. Most importantly, fire them if you feel they aren't able to live up to their commitments or costing you money. You need to create your own boundaries and stick to them. Keep in touch with them on a regular basis and double check if you feel something isn't right. I can't take credit for this quote I heard on Bigger Pockets, but it sticks in my mind. An average investment with a great property manager is far better than a great investment with a bad property manager. Johnny C. There you have it. You can find a link to that article in the show description. Sometimes the discussions in the comments section are just as insightful as the article itself. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, and don't worry, we've got more shows in the pipeline to get you in the right state of mind going into this next week.